This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. Amazon's latest round of belt tightening could end up taking a toll on middle managers at the company. Spencer, the CEO, posted about changes on the company's blog. What exactly did he say?
Yeah, it was pretty cryptic in the sense that you knew changes were coming, but I think everyone was eager to interpret precisely what it meant. But the way he described it was that they were trying to reduce the ratio of individual contributors to managers by at least 15% by the end of the first quarter, you know, the end of March of this year. So, yeah, there was a lot of tea leaf reading after that memo came out in September.
Okay, and this is when comes at a time when they're telling everybody to go back to the office, right?
Yeah, so there were two things in that memo way back in September. The big takeaway was everybody got to get back to the office 5 days a week come January, which has already begun. And that upset a lot of people just because of, due to lack of flexibility. And then the other thing was this reduction in middle layers of management, which they said would help, you know, speed things along and that sort of thing. But obviously, a lot of folks there in those roles are just worried about Amazon kind of shedding older, more experienced, more expensive workers and replacing them with younger workers who cost less.
How is the return to the office going? I mean, are there enough chairs?
They did have to delay in several cities. I'm here based in Seattle, where things seem to be going fairly smooth. There's enough chairs, but I think there's definitely a shortage of like parking spaces and some difficulty on the shuttles and that sort of thing. But then in several other cities, they actually did have to delay everyone returning to the office 5 days a week due to a lack of space.
If you reduce the number of middle managers, you'll have more parking spaces. Does that mean that these middle managers are looking for jobs elsewhere?
Yeah, and that's the rub here, right? Is like if you go back a couple years ago during the pandemic, all these companies were hiring like mad, and demand was crazy. That's really changed pretty abruptly, and there's just fewer opportunities for them outside. So basically, if you're a big employer and you want to lean on your workforce a little more, you know, you have to be calculated in doing that. And Amazon's bet is like, okay, you're unhappy. What are you going to do about it?
And, you know, we keep hearing about layoffs in the tech industry and companies doing exactly what you're saying. They hired so many people at one time, and now they're going to have to shed. I mean, I wonder where these people who are going to be laid off, maybe, where are they going to go?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, our unemployment rate is still low, but definitely hiring has cooled off. And so there's just a lot less mobility, people able to maybe like jump from this company to that company and lever up a little bit of a pay raise or promotion. You're just seeing those opportunities wane, and people are probably going to be more appreciative of whatever job they have in the moment, just because they know the hiring situation is getting bleaker, and they know people who have been laid off or are struggling to find roles. So it's just going to get more competitive out there.
Do you see more belt tightening coming?
Well, Amazon will report earnings tomorrow, and I'm sure investors are going to be asking about that. And this mandate, the deadline was the end of March, so it sure seems like more could be coming, you know, because this deadline is looming.
You've been following them for a while. How much, I guess, quote unquote, over hiring do you think that they did at a time? So how much is there potentially to cut?
That's the million-dollar question. I don't venture a figure. We do know, though, that they generally like to hire into growth and would even hire people not even immediately having a job for them, just thinking like, look, you know, you've got the skills we generally need, and we'll find a home for you at some time down the road. And then that abruptly changed, you know, after the pandemic ended and people resumed their normal shopping habits and routines and things. A lot of Amazon's growth and e-commerce in particular slowed down, and so they have to really tap the brakes pretty hard. And if you layer that in with a slower job market overall, there's just less attrition, and so you know, it's just harder for them to find the equilibrium.
Spencer, thanks for keeping on top of this. That is Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.